But there was, during that period, probably from late 88 through to the 1989 AGM, a great sense of opposition, which was being expressed in various ways. Looking back, it would appear that there was a sort of mood for change. To what extent do you think Cath capitalised on that?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that she read the wind.
Yeah.
And was able to use that. To an extent, it was focused on the Tully, McDermott, Smith artistic side of Mardi Gras. I was probably perceived by them as somebody who, in their minds, threatened their control, I suppose, not too strong a word, of the workshop. I mean, we were very much looking, particularly through party organisation and ideas about parties, to widen the range of influences that were being felt there, because there was a sense that, particularly after the 87 sleaze, that the party just didn't happen to the extent that it should have. And that was very much when I brought, when I took the decision to bring Peter MacDonald in, whose view of the way parties should be organised was very different to the way, I suppose, we were doing it. I mean, we, in some ways, we were getting by, but as the size of those things continued to increase, and increasingly I felt as the size of the parade was increasing, there needed to be a much more production-oriented focus taken. And we were looking, certainly, by bringing in outside designers of the party in particular, to really, I just, you know, provide an opportunity for new directions. And that was seen as a threat to the workshop, both in terms of artistic input, but also, I guess, in terms of, you know, there was a sense that, well, you know, were the artistic skills within the workshop capable of delivering the sorts of products that designers were coming up with, particularly for the parties, and to some extent, I suppose, for the parade. Now, I think what Cath did was to be able, because of her own artistic background, to align herself with that, to be seen as somebody who was prepared to listen, and therefore was able to gather a and to, I suppose, crystallise some of that sense of dissatisfaction.